Whether you're looking to sound more confident, engaging, or simply refine the musicality of your voice, vocal tone is one way that we can consider and describe our voice to better understand its effect as we use it. This video has been requested a couple of times, and I wanted to address it because there's confusion as to what it really means. And I think sometimes when people talk about tone, they're asking questions about tone, it's because they've been told that they have to work on their tone, or they should mind their tone, or that they sound monotone. So I think by better understanding it, we can work on understanding A, if that's exactly what it is, and B, how we might adjust and improve on our ability to use tone to our advantage. Have you ever heard the phrase, mind your tone? It's interesting, isn't it? Because it doesn't just mean the kind of the way you sound. It can also be the intentions behind your words, and it can even be the choice of words themselves. So we're going to break it down into those three sections. We're going to have it as the sound you make. We'll also have it as the emotional impact that's behind the words you use, and then the words themselves, and how all of these can be considered as tone, and how we can develop a way of understanding them to improve our ability to use it. So to start, I'd like to think about tone as a sound, as a quality, as an effect, a texture even, that we as humans, our human body instrument, sound. So if we think about tone in respect to brass instruments, you can have different size and shape instruments, like brass instruments, like a tuba's big, like fat, and the tubes are large, and it has this deep, beefy sound and lower notes. And then we've got a trumpet, and that can hit the same notes, but usually in a higher register, and it has a sort of a different quality, but I wouldn't say it's a different tone necessarily, although it does have a different tone, but it's really just smaller tubes. There's a higher sound. And then the trombone, it goes from being something that's small, and then when it's elongated, it sounds deeper. So we can consider our bodies like that, more like a trombone, because we are able to adjust, and there's so much that goes into creating the sound of our voice, that by being better able to manipulate and relax and allow things to fluctuate, we can create different sounds, which means we can create different tones. The thing is with brass instruments, and the tone isn't necessarily in the different type of instrument, but if you had one trumpet that was a production line trumpet made in, I don't know, Taiwan, China, Germany, wherever they make them, it's just like mass produced, and the quality is maybe not that good. It's not been checked over with human, eyes and craftsmanship. It's going to sound, it's going to have a certain tone, and probably loads of them are going to have the same tone. But then you get something that's maybe vintage, and it was made by a master trumpet builder, and they spent years making it. It was made from the finest quality materials. Now, it's going to be the same shape, size. It's going to, you know, its job is to do the same thing. It will make the same notes, but it's going to have a different tone. It's going to have a certain quality about it, which is just, you know, people will pay extra for that, and not only for the time that went into it, but it will more than likely, same with the guitars, you know, some of these handcrafted guitars have a lot, they use different kind of woods and they use different kind of strings, and you can improve upon every detail of them. Same with the trumpet. So those were going to affect the sound and the texture and the feeling, that whatever it is. It's really hard to explain what tone is, because it's not pitch. It's just not about how high or low you can go. It's something else. It's the individual instrument. So you have a natural tone, and it's not necessarily resonance either, because resonance is how well you share your tone. It's like the ability for the vibrations to move and to resonate. But tone itself is just the sound that your body has, and to be able to be more dynamic with your tone and not become monotone it comes down to the same thing I talk about in every video, and it's relaxation. Not complete relaxation, otherwise you're a jellyfish on the floor, but you need to relax certain parts of your body and work on your alignment and your posture to better enable how dynamic your tone is. So if you're stuck, if you've got tension, if you're locked in one place, your tone will be just also in one place. Your voice is an outward expression of your, you know, inner self and your health and your well-being. So by working on those things, getting enough sleep, hydrating enough, getting enough relaxation time and a bath once in a while, a massage once in a while maybe, your tone, I personally believe your voice will start to sound also, it will reflect that. And if there are any psychological blocks or any physical blocks, it's going to restrict what the tone, you know, the capacity for the tone to sound more dynamic. Does that make sense? I hope so. Hit me up in the comments if you need me to elaborate on that more. It's more of a conversation though, isn't it? I'm not here to just preach. I'm also discovering this a little bit myself. But let's move on to the next part, which is going to be on the emotion behind the words. So if tone can be a sound, a texture, a natural thing that we all have our individual version of, and there are ways of manipulating that just by the way we treat ourselves, then emotion behind a tone is also important. Because you can say the word no and mean something else. No. 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 It's the same word, but it can be said many different ways. And so I would say that's kind of a tone, isn't it? That what's the tone? What's your meaning behind it? It's almost like a subconscious level of meaning, the word itself, and then what's really behind that. And it's not just what you're trying to give to people, it's also how you feel about what you're saying. Some people feel uncomfortable with a situation or a conversation that they have to have. And I've found this myself in the past, maybe in a job interview or an audition. And I felt uncomfortable, and so my words might have come across as, and me knowing that I'm uncomfortable have tried to stop that, and it might have come across a little bit cocky or arrogant, but it was really fear that caused that to happen. And so the tone was completely incongruous, you know, out of place with what I really wanted to say. So your emotional world will also affect your tone. And this almost like in the way that your body sounds, by improving your body, you will improve the ability to have a more dynamic tonal range. But then also by improving your mental and emotional state, you're going to be able to be more in line with the tone that you want to share with the world. And that's more a kind of congruous with who you are. So by matching your emotional world and getting that kind of sorted, if you've got any issues or, you know, past traumas or, you know, anything that bothers you, if you feel fear about something, all that's going to affect your tone. So maybe it's worth checking that out and speaking to someone and ironing out any issues that are underlying. And you'll find that then it's going to affect, again, your voice, and you'll have more control over your tone, your emotional tone at least. So, and of course, the emotional well-being will also have a direct impact on your physical well-being, and vice versa. You'll find that when you work on your body, you will help your emotions, and when you work on your emotions, it will manifest into the way you are in the world. So now we're going to move on to words, the choice of words that you use. The way you speak, inhabited by the physical presence and the emotional world, versus how thoughtful are you about what you're saying? How considered are you? I know that a lot of the videos I make here come from my experience and my knowledge and from my readings, but I do often improvise the speaking, and so I do waffle on a little bit, and perhaps that's not the most effective way to educate or to speak to others. But if, as an actor, if I had a script, I would learn that script and I would repeat those words back word for word. And same if I were speaking on a stage and I had an audience for a specific amount of time and I didn't have the equipment to edit with, I would again spend a lot of time rehearsing and learning. And what would happen is I would refine the words, I'd probably narrow down the amount of words I needed to use in order to get the same intention across. And I think that's going to affect your tone. If you're someone who swears all the time, there's people that perceive a tone about that. They see, some people see it as rude, some people might find it funny. You know, you might speak one way to your friends and a different way to your grandmother. You might use different words. You know, there'll be a different emotional connection, and your physicality might be even different. So it's worth just considering what your body's doing, how you're feeling, and what you're saying, the actual words you use. I can't tell you what to do. I can only provide you with these new ways to think about them, and you have to take that away and make of it what you will. So if you're someone that finds you're stuck for words, maybe read more and get more words and become more articulate in that respect. Everything you do daily that progresses you, that moves you forward, is a positive. So don't be stuck if someone tells you to mind your tone, or you should check your tone, or whatever it is, again, that you sound boring, or you're not dynamic enough, or we want this from you, you don't do that. Also, you've got to consider that it's their opinion, and maybe other people don't feel that way. And so you don't take it to heart, but you can better enable yourself to have more dynamics and to be more articulate and to feel better about yourself physically and emotionally. And then the words you choose might be more in line with what you're doing anyway. So that's my take on tone. I'm sure we can go into more detail and look at ways to explore that, but I have so many videos on this channel now, and I do believe I've covered a lot of what you can get from tone. This video here will help you play around with your voice and give you some dynamics to physically actually work on. But then I have these online courses, which are set up to, you know, better enable your physical body, your emotional self, and then better articulate the words you use. I can't give you the choice of words that you will use in your real life. That's up to you. But I can give you the exercises and a structure, a daily structure that you can follow in order to improve yourself and your voice. And that's what I've done. So if you're interested in that, check it out in the box below. Otherwise, take a look around the channel. There's a lot here. There's a lot that can help you, and I really do hope that you are able to help yourself. And thank you for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.